This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. You're going to get a lot of Joe Roderick here over the next hour or so. He's about to join us from New Orleans, and then he collected an interview with Fox Sports broadcaster Chris Myers, talking through a lot of things, talking baseball, talking football, talking even dog shows. That's going to be coming up in our next hour, so you want to be tuned in for that. But right now, let's head to New Orleans. Our good friend Joe Roderick, who's covering the Super Bowl for us, is there. Hey, Joe, how's New Orleans treating you over the last couple days?
New Orleans has been great. They you can really tell. I mean, as the week goes on, the crowds, they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And today, leaving the convention center, I mean, it is just all red and green all over town.
What type of events going on at the convention center today that you were at?
So that's where Media Row has been all week. That's kind of been, I mean, the convention center down here in New Orleans is one of the biggest in the country. It takes a real long time to get from the Great Hall A all the way down to Hall J. It's a trek, and the media center is kind of right in the middle of it. And then as you go down, that's where the NFL experience is, which has it again. That's another thing that has just exploded over the last few years. That's one of the. It's made for kids, and it has a lot of interactive games, target practice. They make it feel like you're in a 2-minute drill or like a scrambling running or quarterback. They have a 40-yard dash. You can kick field goals out there. There's just you can pretend like you're a draft pick. There are so many things to do, and it takes up a huge area of the convention center. And then as you're walking around, you can buy drinks and food for unreasonable prices. It really is just jam-packed, and it's one of those where I kind of always try to sneak in there around Tuesday and check it out, because that's when they're putting the final touches on it. Because once it opens up at about 3 o'clock on Wednesday, it's really, really hard to walk around the experience. And of course, after you're done at the experience, they take you through the NFL team shop, which if you can think of it, they will sell it to you with an NFL logo or a team logo on it.
What is the most egregious price that you have seen on something since being down there?
Oh man, just like a regular like quarter zip, Matt. I just like there are things I won't even like touch. I won't even look at. But there was like a quarter zip that I looked at the other day. It was $180. Hmm. It's just, I mean, it's a dry fit quarter zip, and it's $180. But I mean, they also there. You know, you can find the cheap stuff there. Like you could find just a regular, you know, cotton T-shirt for $35 that has the Super Bowl logo on it. Or you can get stuff that, you know, they partner with Tommy Bahama or Starter, and they partner with all of the big companies, and really just the price gets up there quite a bit on some of these things. I always get I collect the mini helmets from all of the Super Bowls. I get a mini helmet every year when I go for that, and just the price of that. I think I remember like the first one I bought probably been about $40, and now it's $65. So it's just the price just keeps going up a little more each and every year.
The Super Bowl is always interesting because so many of the tickets are connected to NFL corporate partners, and there's going to be a lot of people who are sitting in that game who don't have much of a rooting interest, but obviously it's also the biggest game, and fans try to get in there. Two pretty rabid fan bases with the Philadelphia fan base and the Kansas City fan base. As you've walked around, do you feel like there's more Chiefs fans or more Eagles fans there?
That's a good question. I think I would have to say Eagles. And I don't think that means it's going to be more Eagles fans than Chiefs fans at the actual Super Bowl on Sunday. I think one of the reasons for that is because the Chiefs have been there so much, their fans will still go. Their fans just don't feel the need to get there a few days early to experience everything going on in the city, if that makes sense. Like, they know, hey, I could just fly in Sunday night and I could just go to the game. I don't need to be there for every single minute of it, where I know the Eagles were just there a couple years ago, and this is actually, I believe, the third Super Bowl that I've covered where the Eagles have played in it. But I still think that that fan base has not, you know, seen it enough. And I think that's similar to maybe like the Patriots, you know, 10 years ago, where they were there so often that at some point fans are like, okay, you know, if you really, really wanted to go there and buy a ticket, you probably would have done so already.
So we've spent a lot of time talking about some of the off-field stuff, but we're now within a couple days of the actual game being played. From a health standpoint, Kansas City's really healthy. All players on the 53-man roster are healthy. Sky Moore, who's on injured reserve, has been limited in practice, listed as doubtful, so he probably won't be active. But of the 53 players on the actual roster, they're all set to play for Philadelphia. Brandon Graham, he says he's going to play, but he's listed as questionable. But it certainly seems like each of these teams were able to use that extra week last week. And for the most part, we're going to see just about everybody in this game.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. And you have two really good coaches that are probably very well prepared and not going to be fooled by anything that these teams are going to put out there on Sunday. And that's something I know you and I kind of talked about the other day, that these teams, you know, they'll have that one play. They'll kind of have something that maybe you haven't seen yet. I really don't think that you're going to see Sirianni or Andy Reid get fooled by that in either direction. So I think they know who the weapons are. They know who they need to stop, and they're going to be ready to go on the game. So I think everyone is set, and there will be no surprises come Sunday.
I've said this over and over, but I'll say it again with my very amateur breakdown of this. I think the Eagles have the better 53-man roster, but I also think the Chiefs have the better leaders offensively and defensively in their coaches and Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo. I think the Chiefs have the better quarterback, and I think it's going to be a good game, but until Kansas City loses one of these things and doesn't make the plays late, I have a really hard time believing that they're going to lose this one. I think Kansas City wins again.
I have the Eagles winning it because I think the Eagles have the best player on the field on their team. And that's Saquon Barkley. I think he is, we saw many times during the year he was an MVP candidate. There were many times where he just touched the ball and took off. I think that he is going to, I think he wins MVP. I think the Eagles win the Super Bowl. It's a ridiculous prop bet that I threw out there, but I teased it up to Saquon Barkley rushing for over 200 yards in the game on Sunday with two touchdowns. It's a real nice payout if it happens to hit, Matt.
There's no way Saquon gets over 200 yards rushing. There's no way.
The odds on it are really ridiculous.
I'm sure. Yeah. You know what? You can also go take some money and put it in a trash can and set it on fire, and you'll get the same return on it. So there you go. I will bow down to you if that happens.
I think the Cardinals making the playoffs, I think we're better odds than Saquon rushing for 200. So. Yeah.
Look, I mean, I get it. Philadelphia was number one scoring defense in the NFL this past season, but it wasn't like Kansas City was a schlub. I think they were fourth in scoring defense this past year. And they've lifted their game in the playoffs, and Spags has been, man, he's been on a roll here in the playoffs doing some things. So I don't know if anybody's going to go off offensively in this game.
Yeah. You know what? He's going to break one for about 70 yards in the first quarter, and you're going to text me, and we're going to sit there and we're going to be on 200 watch early on in the game after he breaks a big one in the first quarter.
I love you, Joe. I think there's a higher percentage chance that he runs for under 100 than he runs for over 200.
I don't know what those. I need to look and see what those odds would be of him being held under 100 yards, because, man. if that happens, I'd be really, really interested to know which way that means things are going. If that means that Jalen Hurts is just throwing the ball, or if the Eagles just have zero offense at all.
Yeah, look, the Steve Spagnuolo versus Vic Fangio part of this game, and I know talking about coach versus coach isn't as sexy as talking about player versus player, but Spags versus Fangio may be the deciding factor in this game.
Yeah, and just think, I mean, with the blitzes that we have seen Spags go with here, that could, I mean, and that's one of the things where you wonder how he's going to defend that, because if he's sending 6-7 guys like we saw him do against Josh Allen in big time plays, if Saquon gets past that line, he is off to the races if that happens.
Yeah, 100%. So we'll see how this whole thing plays out for sure. But it's gonna be fun. And before I let you go, what is the best event? And I know there's still a little bit of time, and I know you'll get to places. What is the best event that you have gone to so far during your time at the Super Bowl?
I went to Chris Stapleton last night. The SiriusXM Pandora put on a Chris Stapleton concert, and he played all the bangers last night. So it was a great show last night. Every year I always enjoy the Taste of the NFL. That is on Saturday afternoon. That is so that's what I'm going to then. They bring in restaurants from all over the country, from every single NFL city. They bring in restaurants from all over, along with a few local restaurants, and that is always one of my favorite events that they put on, and it's always really, really good food, and it's something I always look forward to on Saturday afternoon of the Super Bowl.
All right, very good. Joe, we appreciate it. We're going to play your conversation with Chris Myers coming up next hour, so people hear more from you then. Thank you for doing that, and safe travels getting back home. We'll see you, I guess, in Florida here pretty soon.
Yeah, safe travels to you down to Jupiter. I'll see you there in a couple days.
All right, very good. That is Joe Roderick covering the Super Bowl for us. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll wrap up hour number one of the program. This is Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.